Welcome to the Advisor Arena Podcast with your hosts Jamie Malm and Josh Watson. This show is designed to share ideas and help you gain insight from some of your most successful peers. We will discuss industry news, hot topics, and challenges you may face, as well as give you some possible solutions. Thanks for joining us today. Let's get started.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Advisor Arena Podcast. I am Jamie Malm, as always, joined by my co-host Josh Watson. Josh, we're talking about year-end planning today, which seems crazy.
I know, it's crazy. Feels like we were just talking about mid-year reviews recently, and yet here we are, fourth quarter, and for our advisors, it's go time, right? So it's when you can make the biggest impact on your clients' finances before the ball drops here, you know, coming up quickly, December 31st.
Yeah, literally. The episode that we are sharing with you all today is all about how to build that year-end momentum. Fall is typically the time of year where advisors get the busiest, but it's also when your consumers are the busiest. They're thinking about hosting holiday parties and family coming in and Christmas gifts. And it's our job to make sure that we are really being proactive, deepening the conversations, making sure our clients don't miss out on opportunities or make mistakes that are going to cost them money here at the end of the year.
Right. So that's where being a proactive advisor stands out. And when you reach out now, it's not just about compliance, you know, it's about being strategic. And so this checklist we're going to go through really helps, I guess, remind you, you know, about those small actions you need to take before the end of the year that can have a huge impact on somebody's finances.
Yep. So we're talking about not necessarily just some of the basics like RMDs, things like that. Hopefully most of us are thinking about that, but let's hit the big items from the checklist. RMDs are number one. I don't know. I'm always interested in how people track this because I don't know how strategic some advisors are or how difficult they make this on themselves. But you, if you have our tech platform, then this should be really, really easy. If your client's 73 or older, or if they have an inherited IRA, that should be flagged in your system. It should be notifying you that those RMDs have to be taken. And although the penalties have come down a little bit, it is still obviously something we don't want anybody to be hit with a penalty. And there's some nuances there, like inherited IRAs. Are they based on the original owner's date of death, are they subject to having to take RMDs, or do they just have to abide by the 10-year rule? So there's some things that we have to think about there and then make sure we're being proactive and nothing is missed.
Absolutely. Advisors should be verifying, you know, not just that an RMD was taken, but the right amount was taken from the right account. And it's a really simple way just to prevent a major headache down the road.
Yeah, you just said something there, the right amount from the right account. And I think that's where consumers get a little bit confused sometimes. They think they have to take the RMD from each qualified account. And ultimately, we know the IRS doesn't care where they get their money. They just, the amount has to be right. So if you look at their holdings, you look at their asset allocation, what account is it appropriate to take that from? What's the best strategic move for them? And then I think we should look at withholdings, right? Any big changes this year, marriage, divorce, job changes, all those things can throw their withholdings off. And with tax brackets kind of shifting a bit under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, quick review, make sure that we're asking about some of those life changes and that nothing is impacted from a tax standpoint because of that.
Right. A next, and one of my favorites is also just reaching out on refinancing their portfolio. So we usually don't think of refinancing outside of mortgages, but the same concept applies to an investment portfolio, as you know. So with interest rates starting to come back down, you know, the window really to lock in strong annuity crediting rates or fixed income yields, it's closing fast. So good time to reach out to those people and create some urgency there.
I think most advisors are probably focusing on refinancing when the annual reviews come up, but end of year is also a good place to do this. One, it shows your clients that you're being proactive with all of their accounts. We like to tout that annuities are the set it and forget it, but how impactful is it for clients to really know that, hey, even though this is a long-term play, if there is a better strategy, we're always paying attention to that. And it's a good opportunity to have a discussion end of year to say interest rates are starting to come down. That means these high yields that people have been getting at banks and money market accounts, they're not likely going to continue those into next year, at least not the rate they've been getting. It also means that, like you said, our window, if we are going to refinance, is starting to shrink a little bit. And so maybe it doesn't behoove them to wait until February, March, April, whenever their anniversary is. Maybe we should fast forward that a little bit, look at it now to see if it makes sense, or at least let them know we checked on it, we're aware this is still the best move for you.
It's a great point. Great point. And let's go to the third one here on our list, which is tax efficiency and charitable giving. So let's just talk a little bit about charitable contributions, especially for retired clients. Yeah. So qualified charitable distributions from IRAs, as you know, are still one of the best tax moves available out there.
This is always something that it's great to remind people of, especially as you're notifying them of RMDs that need to be taken. Some people don't want those RMDs. They don't need the income. And they're like, ugh, I don't want to have to take this money out and pay taxes on it. So it's a good opportunity to have a conversation just to simply ask them, are you already contributing to your church or your community or an organization that you feel passionate about? If they are already cutting a check to their church every week or another organization, they might need a reminder that they can bypass those RMDs coming to them, paying taxes on it, and then paying the charity. Just send it directly from the account to the charitable organization. We've totally eliminated the taxes due on the RMDs. And maybe they don't want to do all of it, but maybe some of it. That's a great tax move. Plus, we have the expanded charitable deduction opportunities that happened with the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. So even if people aren't itemizing, if they're just taking their standard deduction, we now can also take the deduction and itemize for charitable distributions. So it's an important thing to zero in on for people towards the end of the year, and they'll be thankful for it.
That's a great point. It also, in my opinion, you know, it reinforces, you know, the advisor's role as a, I guess it's part of the client's life planning team, right? So they're not just an investment manager. They're actually helping them connect their money to their values with those contributions.
I agree. That's not just investment management. You're helping them connect with their long-term values. Very well said. Another critical year-end move would be Roth conversions. So if your client's income dipped this year, that is the time that we look at the potential for Roth conversions. It's also something that we may have been telling them, hey, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act is getting ready to expire at the end of 2025, so we've got to move now. They may have it in their head that, if I didn't do it, I remember they said something about, you know, not doing it after 2025. We got an extension of that window. So great opportunity to be visiting with your clients about where they're where their adjusted gross income is going to fall for this year. How much could we convert this year before bumping them up into the next tax bracket and start chipping away at some of those qualified plans?
It's a good point. Great point. And, you know, the towards the end of the checklist that we're going through here, there's a few items that often get overlooked: beneficiary reviews, trust updates, adding a trusted contact. So they don't have immediate dollar signs attached to them necessarily, but they do protect the family and, again, avoid some of those massive headaches down the road.
Yeah, that's such a good point. We also recommend that at least annually, we are updating a color money risk analysis for anybody that you work with. One, goals change, their feelings change, emotions change, their situation changes. And we not only should be rebalancing portfolios annually based on their asset allocation, risk tolerance, and color money analysis, but we should be asking them to update that every year. So you may think, well, I did an analysis on them when we first brought them on. I've got that on file, but that could have been 3-4 years ago. It's time to update that. And we just recommend getting in the habit of doing it towards the end of the year, at least on your annual reviews.
Exactly. So let's pivot a little bit and let's just talk about the advisor's perspective a little bit. And how do you actually use this checklist to grow your business and maybe reinforce relationships that you have with your clients?
Well, first, I think I'd recommend just using it as like a review tool. We've been talking about the ability to literally send a checklist to clients, like a hard copy document. What we're going to do, we mail it out. I know a lot of advisors will just email it, but then follow up with a call and ask if they would like to schedule a short 20-minute year-end review. Something along the lines of, we want to make sure that you're avoiding penalties, that we're saving as much on taxes, that we're starting the new year with clarity, and that nothing is overlooked. One, it gives them peace of mind. And two, it allows you another opportunity to reconnect and really just further solidify that relationship with them.
And I would say, don't forget prospects. So it's a great lead magnet. You could host a finish strong webinar or post on social media about maybe, 10 things to do before December 31st. So it really gives you a reason to reach out without sounding salesy, if you will.
Yeah. And if you're going to post on social media, you're going to do something there, you could always record a short podcast like we're doing, but obviously yours would be geared towards clients. You could repurpose that content then. And now you have short reels to post on YouTube. You have little clips that you can put on social media. You can add the checklist in your email signature. But ultimately, we want you to start getting in the habit of being consistent with your communication, that we're being thorough, that we're being proactive. That way, when clients start worrying about, oh gosh, should I do this? Should I do that? They know if I had to do something, my advisor would have reached out to me. They're always proactive in making sure that I'm not overlooking anything. And that's so valuable to them.
Exactly. Great way to generate referrals, right? You're always top of mind. They know you take care of them. And that is what leads to referrals. So I would just say, like, if you're listening, you haven't done a year-end outreach yet, start this week, right? So even a quick checklist review meeting, you can uncover rock conversion opportunities, maybe product upgrade opportunities. We've got some estate planning opportunities. So a lot of opportunities using this checklist.
Yep. And we have the checklist ready to go. So it's branded to you. Turn around and gosh, I think we've had a few people ask for it and it was 24, 48 hours and that thing was turned around, ready to go. So you can start using it immediately. If you want our help with other forms of getting this out there, getting some scripts together, I know we've already created some voicemail scripts and some calling scripts for your team members to start calling on. Maybe they're not quite as sure exactly what to say and they could take the heavy lifting on this for you. So we're happy to help there. I would say just if you want help, that's what we're here for. Just if there's something that you're like, gosh, I should be doing that, but I don't know what the next step is, or I'll look at it next week. Shoot us a quick email and say, hey, I want to do this. Don't really have time to think about it today, but anything you can help where I can get proactive with this here in the next couple of weeks, that's what we're here for.
Exactly. And this is a great opportunity to not only build momentum for the fourth quarter, but also the first quarter of 2026.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not only are we solidifying relationships, but you are going to uncover opportunities, and things get so busy in the fourth quarter that finding some of these nuggets now, getting them in the pipeline. It really helps give us a jump start when January gets a little slow and we feel like we've got to totally get our momentum built back up again. So as always, we thank you for joining. If there is anything that we talk about ever that you want support or help with, quickest way to get to us is just to shoot us an email at theadvisorarena@gradientib.com, or you can always call us. We're happy to help. We appreciate you listening, and we will see you next week.